the National Archives podcast series, an introduction to the fourth tranche of colonial administration records, presented by Daniel Guilfoyle.
Today, the 30th of November 2012, the National Archives is releasing to the public the fourth tranche of the migrated archive of the former Colonial Office. The migrated archive consists of files maintained by colonial governments which were sent to the Colonial Office in London during the period immediately prior to independence. This tranche comprises material which originated in Ceylon, Cyprus and Kenya. All the files in the fourth tranche, as in the previous tranches, are listed on Discovery, our online catalogue, in series FCO 141. Much of the material complements the files already held by the National Archives in relevant series of original correspondence. In this regard, there is overlap in terms of the subjects covered and some duplication of individual documents. Apart from the case of Ceylon, the files have been given brief titles indicating the subject matter. These have been included in the National Archives online catalogue and they enable the identification of files in the catalogue by keyword searching and browsing. The National Archives has also provided online guides which group the files in subject areas following the non-standard registration systems used by colonial governments. Cyprus. The fourth tranche of records relating to the administration of Cyprus covers the years between 1940 and 1960, a period during which Cyprus was a crown colony of Britain. It consists of approximately 150 files, which are additional to others released in each of the previous tranches. The topics covered are wide-ranging, but there are several files on named individuals, including Andrius I. Pappas, Consul General for Greece, in Cyprus. A group of files covering the aftermath of the 1953 earthquake in Paphos contains the report of the Reconstruction Committee, which voices fears of communist infiltration and includes photographs. A series of files on counter-propaganda covers, among other subjects, activities against Greek Cypriot National Organisation EOKA, and Turkish-Greek relations. A further group of files concerns the developments of the Constitution for Independent Republic of Cyprus and the work of the Transitional Committee. The release includes minute books of the Executive Council and a run of monthly commissioners' reports for 1953 to 1954, covering a variety of topics including agricultural returns, crime, politics and public health. Ceylon, Sri Lanka. By 1815, the island of Ceylon was under British administration, a state of affairs which lasted until 1948, when Ceylon became an independent dominion within the British Commonwealth. This release includes approximately 80 files on Ceylon, dating from 1897 to 1948, which are additional to a similar number released in the third tranche. The files do not have individual descriptive titles, and are merely labelled as dispatches arranged by type of dispatch, originator and date. This means that documents relating to particular topics can only be identified by examining the files themselves. The National Archives has, however, produced a short guide to these records, which is available online. The correspondence consists of confidential dispatches between the Secretary of State in London and the colonial governor. Topics covered are varied, but include constitutional development and the Constitution for Independence, elections, establishment of a High Commission, relations with India, foreign relations and economic matters. Files dating from the Second World War include material on supply and shipping and repatriation of enemy citizens. Kenya. By 1905, the area which became known as Kenya was under the administration of the Colonial Office. A small but significant European population of farmers and administrators was established in the colony by the 1920s. An insurgency against colonial rule began in Kenya during 1952, which became known as the Mau Mau Rebellion. The colonial government responded by declaring a state of emergency, which lasted until 1960. Kenya became an independent member of the Commonwealth in 1963 and republic in 1965. Approximately 1,500 files originating in Kenya are being released in this tranche. The large majority of these relates to the insurgency and emergency of the 1950s, with many originating with Kenya Government's Department of African Affairs. They are in addition to the files released in April 2012 as part of the first tranche. They supplement a large number of files held already by the National Archives, particularly in the following catalogue series. CO822, Colonial Office, East Africa, Original Correspondence. WO216, War Office, Office of the Chief of the Imperial Staff, Papers. WO276, War Office, East Africa Command, Papers. CO1066, Colonial Office, Kenya, Information Service, Photographs. The files contain details of many aspects of the colonial government's policy during the emergency, including high-level strategy and planning, but they also hold information on the activities of Mau Mau and the security forces on the ground. The release includes papers of the Council of Ministers and War Council, providing an overview of governance during the emergency, minutes of district emergency committees, and files on manpower planning and civil policy. Many files in the release concern Mau Mau activities and counterinsurgency measures, including details of individual operations, policies towards Africans in Nairobi, and the practice of screening or obtaining confessions from those suspected of Mau Mau involvement. They include reports on Mau Mau activity in specific areas, but also contain material dealing with detention, screening and work camps. Subjects covered include overall policy towards detention camps and their establishment, reports on individual camps, some with statements by individuals on their treatment. The files include information on the classification of detainees, their perceived suitability for release and resettlement or relocation, and statistics on detainees in camps. The catalogue file descriptions include the name of the location, village or farm, which can be searched on the online catalogue. The release further includes files of intelligence reports. These are arranged by named districts and were generally compiled by district officers, although they include some police and special branch reports. They concentrate on political activity, with accounts of meetings and activities of individuals, but they also include more general observations on economic and social conditions. A further group of files concerns a study by F.D. Caulfield, commissioned by the Kenyan government to write a history of Mau Mau. The material is illustrative of contemporary official thinking about Mau Mau, and is complemented by other files on Mau Mau practices such as oathing. There are also a number of files on individuals, including intelligence and information about the activities of prominent political figures, including Jomo Kenyatta. A small number of files relate to the early 1960s and include material on land settlements and constitutional developments leading to independence.
This podcast was recorded on the 22nd of November 2012 at the National Archives, Kew. The podcast is copyright the National Archives, all rights reserved.